Hello there, everybody. It's me, Dr. Glenn Krieger, and I get a ton of requests this time of year for books, right? Everybody knows I love to read. There was a period of time I'd knock out 2 books a week and really sit and learn from them. And, you know, you can see I love to sort of mark them. And yeah, many of you may be in audiobooks, and that's great. I have a hard time with audiobooks because I get a great idea. I'm driving. I have no way to write it down. I have no way to go back and reference it later. And so if you love audiobooks, that's great. If you like written books, you know, on paper, like I do, that's great. And I make sure I try to give myself at least 4 to 6 hours a week of reading time wherever possible. But it's that time of year. I'm getting inundated with a gazillion messages asking, hey, Glenn, what book should I read? And so I've got a couple of ideas for you. I'm going to throw them out there. And from time to time, I'll come back and do this again if you find it useful. So you saw me hold up one book. This is an amazing book, The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And again, I know there's many books out there. I could give you 3 or 4 books every week for the next 2 or 3 years, all of which have helped me a tremendous amount. But The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham is an amazing book. Keith Cunningham is one of the greatest entrepreneurs of the last 30, 40 years. And in there, you take a look, chock full of ideas that I've taken from him. This is a great book if you want to understand how to look at your business better, how to look at your life a little bit better, and to have reading time. He wants you to read a chapter at a time and then think about the questions he lists. And if you're willing to do that and you're disciplined to do that, this is an amazing book. And so if you're going on vacation, this is a great book to have because you'll read one chapter in it. And after the chapter's over, you know, he'll have, you know, all of these things. Then he'll have something that says, I don't know if you can see it. It'll say thinking time. And he'll have questions for you to sit and look at while you're on vacation. And, you know, maybe family's asleep or something, or, you know, you're by yourself and you have a chance to write down some things. So that's a really, really good book. Another amazing book, a great author, brilliant man, arguably the smartest man when it comes to understanding what makes people buy, is Robert Cialdini. And I've referenced him numerous times. He's got his book, you know, Persuasion, great book, wonderful. It's not the easiest reading, because I think he's a PhD, but, Influence, his other book, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini. See if I can get that to get up there for you. Great book. Again, chock full of just brilliant ideas. If you look at, I mean, just so much stuff in there that I love. Blow your mind when you understand what makes people buy, what makes people become influenced. And so this is a really good one also. Not as tough, I think, as Persuasion, but a really good book to consider reading. Certainly, I could give you at least several books by this next author, Patrick Lencioni. This was the first book of his that I ever read. He wrote The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team as well. I'm trying to get this to go in focus for you. But Death by Meeting, it's one of those books that's written as a story, right? And tells you a story of a group of individuals. Very easy reading. This is an amazing book for you to read with your team or to have your team read during, you know, vacation time or something, or during the year where they get an opportunity to read this and come back and understand how to make your team meetings that much more effective. And so this is Patrick Lencioni's books are great, really worth reading. And the last one I'm going to give you is from one of my favorite people. He's an acquired taste, but his books are just great. Is Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. He is the king of social media influencing in today's day and age. He started with his mom and dad's liquor store, and as an ice, you know, he'd bring up ice. And over time, he learned how to take their business online and make, you know, I think $40 million company out of it, customer service. But his theory here, and it's a really good book worth reading, is how to tell your story on social media, right? But it's about jab, 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 right hook. It's give, 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 and then ask. And so these are some really good books to review one more time. I got a desk full of books here. The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham, great book. You know, Robert Cialdini, you can't go wrong with Persuasion or Influence. Either one of those are fantastic. Death by Meeting by Patrick Lencioni, or 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, or he's got a whole series of other books you could read that are amazing, very easy reading. There's nobody on your team who could claim they couldn't read this particular book. And again, you know, I think he has 5 books now, Gary Vaynerchuk. This was the one that really impacted me a lot early on. He's got some others. You know, if you don't mind a little cursing every now and then, he's your man. And so I know there's gazillions of other books out there. If you see something you want, post it below in this thread. But I really think that now's the time of year. We're all going on vacation, going places, taking some time. And I get tons of questions about books. And so if you have something you like, let me know. If I buy any more books, my wife is going to divorce me, okay? I've got a stack of about 35 books downstairs that I'm about halfway through reading a little bit of each one. And so please post yours down below, because I've learned so much from all of you, and just wishing you, wherever you go, whatever you do, have a safe journey, and make it a worthwhile one, all right? Take care and have a great day.